ever go in to do some shopping, whatever, service or products, merchandise, whatever, you went into the store and you came out thinking, those people don't have any idea what I really want, what's really valuable to me. Well, that's the kind of the topic today. My next guest is a lady named Janie Smith. Now, Janie Smith is president of a company called Smart Advantage Incorporated. It's a sales and marketing management consultancy company. She consults with thousands of CEOs, big firms and little firms, Fortune 500, you name it. She's also written for things like the Investor's Business Daily, Entrepreneur, Industry Week. You've seen her on TV shows like ABC World News and This Morning and MSNBC, whole bunch. Janie Smith. And she's written a book called Creating Competitive Advantage, and she's with me now on the line. Janie Smith, good morning to you. You're on the air with me right now.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, sir.
As you speak right now, what part of the world are you in? Are you in New York City?
No, today I'm in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale. Gorgeous day.
Ah, gorgeous day there? What's the temperature? I can almost match it here.
It's in the 70s. Yeah, I understand you're warming up there, too, for a couple of days. Good.
We have 57 degrees right now. It's amazing. But enjoy your 70s in Fort Lauderdale. Your book called Creating Competitive Advantage. Now, that's in its 16th printing right now, so apparently people want to read that book. But you say businesses are clueless about customers, what they really value.
Yes, over the years, I've come to realize how out of touch business owners are, business sales teams are, and I've been able to prove this not anecdotally, not through opinion, but rather market research.
Study, huh?
We've done over 200 double-blind market research studies of companies, everything from the smallest company to a Fortune 100 companies. And determining what the top buying attributes are for our clients, customers, and prospects. And before we reveal the findings to these executive teams and sales teams, we always say, all right, envelope, please, before we tell you what the top three buying criteria are, we would like you to guess, you to tell us what you think.
So,
and 90% of the time, they get it wrong.
90%?
Yes.
That's unreal.
Not only that, sometimes the number one thing most valued by a company is not even guessed. It's just incredible.
Now, wait a minute. People spend millions of dollars to get into business, to buy a business or to sell a product or manufacture a product, and they have to know what their customers want.
One would think. Now, be careful. I'm not talking about the actual product. 90% of businesses sell a product or a service that gets commoditized. I can get what you sell somewhere else or a substitute product or service.
So why buy it from you then? Okay.
Right. That is the key answer. Why should I buy from you and not your competition? You know, it can be something as simple as accurate invoices, order on time in full. It can be you send a technician out every time I have a problem within 1 hour. It's not what you sell. We try to drive home the point. It's how you sell. What are all the deliverables that matter in the transaction that will build confidence and reduce risk in the buying decision? When you can build confidence and reduce risk, you minimize prices and issue. You get away from commodity status. It works every time.
No. There was a time when we turned towards what they called consultant sales, where you spent a lot of time talking to the customer and learning about the customer and learning what the customer really wants and how the customer serves their customers, and therefore you know enough to serve them. Now, is that where you're going with this?
No, actually not. Consultative selling is important. I have lots of clients who say they engage in that. We want to find out what the expression is, what's the customer's pain, how can I solve the problem. What we're saying is you should know that before you even go in. And through double-blind research, you can find out the things that matter most. May I give you an example?
Okay.
A Princess Steel Company thought that the fact that they maintained the highest inventory in the industry was the reason that customers chose them. We tested it in double-blind research only to find out that that rated number 8 out of 20 tested attributes. The number one thing was accuracy and completeness of documentation. I can't build anything with that steel I bought from you if you don't get the documentation right. Common sense, no one figured it out. They weren't dealing with it. In fact, they were getting ready to lay people off in the documentation department. Critical to have this information.
Wow.
And very few companies, in small, medium-sized businesses, less than 5%, and I've asked thousands, I mean thousands of CEOs, if they've invested in this kind of research, and less than 5% have. They rely on sales, people coming back with anecdotal feedback. It does not get you there.
Well, if you're not going to rely on those things, the kind of thing you've been relying on for years and years and years, what do you rely on?
Well, you've heard me say double-blind research a few times. Let me define that for any of your listeners who don't know what it means. Double-blind is a telephone survey where the company who's commissioning it never gets mentioned. The respondent, the buyer, doesn't get to know who's asking the question. It starts out, this is a confidential survey. Your answers will remain confidential. So the respondent doesn't know who's commissioned the research. The company who's doing the research doesn't get to know what respondents A, B, and C said. They get what is known as quantifiable data. 95% of the respondents said they value A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
That way, the salespeople know to lead with A, B, and C when they go in and talk to a customer.
What is the reaction of the CEO when you expose this to him?
like the deer with the headlights in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of that when I'm doing a keynote. You know, I can't say this on the air, but I'll often say, what's your aha? And they say, I don't have an aha, I have an oh, you fill in the blank.
Wow. Now, you work with businesses all over the world, don't you?
Yes, I do. We have quite a few European clients. I've been to, you know, to Asia. And this is not just an American issue. This every time I talk with a CEO group or senior sales team, it is there. And it's amazing. To me, I just call it the lost discipline. Warren Buffett will not invest one penny in a stock or a company unless he sees competitive advantage. Yet when I ask companies to identify their number one competitive advantage, how do you answer why else? I get blank stares, or I get usually cliches. We have good quality, we have good customer service, so what? Everybody says that.
They all say that, yeah. Yeah, they all say the same thing, no? Who was it? Elmer Wheeler, a famous salesperson from years ago, said, sell the sizzle, not the steak. Is that a little bit like what you're saying?
I don't know that person or that quote, but I have heard sell the sizzle, and I don't know what he meant by sizzle in those days, but today, the sizzle to me is your ability to prove that you can deliver what the customer values most. If the customer values on time in full more than they value the fact that you're a family business or have been in business for five generations, which is almost always the case, then can you show data? Can you show, we have a client who showed 10 years of data showing on time delivery was above 98%. They were sitting on a gold mine of data, and they weren't using it because they didn't know how important it was till the research came back. Some of it seems such common sense, but we're sitting on absolute either gold mines of data or landmines of data.
Well, there's a pretty common rule of thumb in sales that you sell benefits, not the features. The data seems to be a feature.
Yes, so you sell the benefit. Absolutely, but you sell the benefit to that which is relevant. My second book is titled Relevant Selling. So the way the process works is you brainstorm all these potential differentiators. We go into a company, we find 50, 60 potential differentiators they didn't know they had. Then we conduct the double-blind market research to find out which ones matter. Companies will, you know, they want to project. Oh, we're really good at this, so we're going to lead our marketing sales with A, B, and C. Well, research comes back, and A, B, and C came in 17, 18, and 19. Why are you leading with that? So the second step is to find out what's relevant. When we know it's relevant, we have to measure it. We have to be able to prove that we're good at it. And then we are, in my mind, selling the sizzle.
Wow. So you have two books out, Creating Competitive Advantage and Relevant Selling. Where can one find these books?
Well, of course, Amazon has them. Our website, markadvantage.com, has them. Most booksellers, I find books in a lot of airports will have them as well. But it is it's really a loss discipline that makes a huge difference in your ability to get out of commodity corner, your ability to close more at a more solid margin, and, of course, align your operations with that which is most relevant to your customers, not what you think is important.
What about relationships?
So here's what I say about relationships. Relationships are important. Salespeople love to pound their chest on how good their relationships are, and they are. But what I will often say to a sales team is, I'm sure you're really good at it. You're very personable, but you don't think the competition can build relationships too? You have to be able to build relationships foundationally, and then you have to drive home the answer to why us. So many companies are so busy reeling in new business, they forget to pound home that value proposition to existing customers as part of the relationship building.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I always use the example of, you know, you're playing golf on the 17th hole with a customer you thought was like your best friend, and he says, oh, I'm moving the business, I got a better price up the street. If you're not driving home the answer to why us in a compelling way to existing customers, then if somebody dangles a lower price in front of them, they will be gone.
You mentioned price. Is that the most important thing these days in the buying process?
Well, no. That's my whole point. Is I try to get, we like to say we take our clients kicking and screaming away from product because product is commoditized. Commodity puts you in a price position. And in fact, when we do double-blind research and the customer doesn't know it's you asking, price is not rated nearly as high as most businesses think. When you or your salespeople talk to them, they're negotiating it. And so salespeople come back and tell management, lower the price, lower the price, lower the price. That's because it's the path of least resistance. Now, I'm not naive enough to say it's never price. Of course it is. But if you can move away from price 20, 30, 40% more than you were yesterday, you're way ahead of the game. And most companies don't have the tools to do that.
This all sounds very difficult for a small business to determine the answers that you're looking for. Knowing what your competitive advantages are. How does one do it? What's the first step?
Well, the first step, I mean, the easiest thing is to read my books.
Because read the book.
It's their how-to. You know, really small businesses will read my books and they'll send us emails. You know, I got an email from a guy in Eastern Europe who said, I read your book. I own a taxi business. And I changed my website. What do you think? He really nailed it on his website. I told him it was a great job. And he says it absolutely dramatically increased his business. So even the smallest businesses can apply what's in the book. You may not be able to afford the double-blind market research, but my second book, Relevant Selling, I think it's Chapter 9, gives you the free and reduced and inexpensive ways that you can do other kinds of research to get the answer to what the customers truly value. So it's not out of the park for small businesses at all.
Get the books. Creating Competitive Advantage is one of them, and the other is Relevant Selling. You can get them give me that address again, smartadvantage.com, is that right?
That's correct. Okay. And, of course, Amazon, they're e-books. They're also audio books.
Gotcha. Janie Smith, my guest, who is the president of Smart Advantage Incorporated in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Is that your home or are you there visiting?
No, it's my home when I'm here.
Enjoy. So nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking time to be with us this morning. I'm going to get the book.
Okay, thank you.
I'm a salesman, you know. So
okay.
So I want to do a little better. Thank you, Janie.
Thank you so much.
It's 30 minutes now past 11 o'clock in the morning. Good morning to you. Wasn't that a fascinating conversation?
Decatur Memorial Hospital celebrating 100 years of healthcare. It started with one woman's dream that there should be a hospital in Decatur where babies could be born. Mrs. Sue Hageman's dream became